Father, this morning we thank you for who you are. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are God with whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. You are God that changeth not. You are God of miracle. You are God of grace. You are God of mercy. You are God of power. Our Lord and our God, as we go into your word this morning, may you release unto us our own portion of grace this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. May you speak unto us from the throne of grace in the mighty name of Jesus. May you meet us at the point of our needs in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Put our hands together, Father, Lord. I want to welcome us to this Thanksgiving service today, and I also welcome our online worshiper. I want us to put hands together for the drama unit once again. This morning, I will be speaking on looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. And I take my text this morning from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 2a. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. And it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. If you look at the drama by, the presented by a drama group just now, we saw a sister who happened to be a Christian, so to say, a member of a fellowship of a church, but then she was looking unto man, and that man became the God of her life. This was supposed to be a man of God, but she turned him to a God of man and gave him a name. The man himself became the voice of God. And when the man traveled, she thought the voice of God had traveled. Can the voice of God travel away? Can the voice of God jackpa? The man that was looking to was also looking onto something. He was looking onto exit visa. Looking unto Jesus. We are in the last Sunday of the month of July, the seventh month of the year. The year is running. And I know that so many things are on our mind, that the year is going again. But one thing is sure, our God is still on the throne. This month of July is gone literally, and the year is going. But God remains the same. And the Bible says we should look unto Jesus. He is the author and the finisher. When you talk about the author, author is the originator. Are you getting what I'm saying? Author is the one that has the copyright. And not only that, he is the finisher. That means completer, perfecter. God does not give room for mistake. So this morning, I want to assure us that irrespective of what we might be going through, what might be happening in the country, what might be happening globally, what we might be facing, it is time for us to remind ourselves that we need to look unto Jesus. Don't look unto man. Don't look unto government. Don't look unto employer. But this is the time that we need to look unto Jesus. I want to share something with us. And it's a story that we are familiar with. But this will depict better. And I want us to go to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verses 10 through 17. 1 Kings, chapter 17, verses 10 through 17. God bless you. So he arose. Bible student, who arose here? Eh? Answer me. Elijah. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called unto her and said, please, bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And she was going to get it. He called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as the Lord your God. Listen, she didn't say, the Lord my God. As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, and that we may eat and die. The next verse. And Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterwards make some for yourself and your son. The next verse. For thus said the Lord, God of Israel, the bin of your flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the Lord send rain on the earth. The next verse. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household, and she and he and her household ate for many days. Praise the Lord. In this place that we read a place of general hopelessness. A situation of general difficulties. A time that when everybody was crying, both the rich and the poor, both the priests and the congregation, nobody was excluded from the pains, from the anguish, from the suffering, from the sorrow, from difficulties going on in the land. The man that arose here, that went to Zarephath, who was he? Answer me. Elijah. And at that time, he was the voice of God in Israel, two of us. He was the voice of God in Israel. But the man that was seen at the voice of God was in pain. And if nothing happened quickly, that voice will be drowned. So the Lord told him to go to Zarephath because there was trouble everywhere. Not only inflation, there was scarcity. And when he got there, he was expectant. But the expectant met the despondent. The widow was despondent, Elijah was expectant. What's the good news there? Between the two, it was a conversation of the miserable. He asked the woman, give me water first, because he had trekked for long without food in his stomach. And the woman said, look, let me go and get you water. I think I can get you water. Because the woman saw that indeed he was drying up. And as the woman was going to get a cup of water, I said, come back, come back. See, I cannot take water in an empty stomach. I word for long. If I should drink like this, I will collapse. Give me a little bread. And the woman looked at him and said, that's the other question. Koja, you by you. What are you talking about? You know the situation in the land. Say, maybe you are the voice of God. As the Lord your God, that your God. The woman said in a derogating manner. Are you getting what I'm saying now? As the Lord your God liveth, I have nothing left. I just have a little flour and a small oil. And the stick you see me gathering, I want to go and gather them so that we just eat and die. What does that mean? Apart from that, when Elijah got there, when the man of God was there, he met this woman, but then the woman was down. The woman that he was looking up to help him at that point in time, and this was the man God that sent him to. But the one I said was selfless. The woman was down to the last penny. He was down. I don't know whether you have encountered a situation or seen a man down to the last penny before. It was a terrible situation. I've been there before, and I will tell you an example. In 1995, I remember exactly where that was the first prolonged ASUU strike. Those of us who are in the university will remember then. The strike was for how many months? 7 months. I think the one we thought was the longest, but we saw the longest last year. My wife is a lecturer, was and is still a lecturer, same with me, we're in the same profession, and that never happened before. Then we'll strike, they'll give us money. That was the first time they dealt with us. They gave us double blue. And that time, first month, second month, third month, fourth month, fifth month, I think the female there about, we woke up in the house in the morning one day, and there was nothing. We managed to get something to eat for breakfast, myself and my wife. And after the breakfast, there was nothing again. So, both of us were at home. We were living at home yesterday. So, I just entered my car, aimless wandering. I told my wife I wanted to go to campus. To go and do what? I just wanted to go to campus. I entered the car. I didn't know the fuel was almost done. I got to the campus gate. The fuel finished. No money in the pocket. No money in bank, no money at home, no food at home. Now the car at the campus gate. People helped me to push it aside. And as I stood there, I was wondering, where do I go from here? From nowhere. I just saw somebody came in. Hiya, how are you? This and that. I said, where are you? It happened to be a friend of mine, one of my classmates in the university. We are not safe for long. I said, Say, I was just going, I saw you. I said, I must see you. We have not seen for long. Say, I learned that you have been on strike for so long. Why is government doing that? Sorry, please. Now, let me just give you something. I must not. He dipped his hand in his pocket. Gave me sufficient. I can't remember how much, but I think it was even something that close to my salary. I couldn't believe it. He said, look, I won't wait for you. I said, I just saw you. I said, I must get down. He said, I'm going. I'm wrong. I said, you don't even need to wait. Just go. From there, I went to the filling station, got 4 liters, put the car, drove the car there, bought the, and went back home to my dear, come and go to the market.
can be, when you are down to the last penny, the woman was down to the last penny. And everything has failed her. The king was the head of the government. To her, the government has failed her. The society failed her. She even failed herself because she couldn't take off her son. And she never knew when the next meal will come after that. I don't know this morning if there's somebody who is down in a particular area. I told you, I just give you a case when I was down to the last penny. And I'll just show you the case of this woman who was down to the last meal. In your own case, I don't know. It might be you don't know where the next, some might be the next meal. Your own may not be the next meal. Some might be the next school fees. You don't know when the next school fees will come. Maybe for your children or for your ward. Or even for yourself. Some may be the next house rent. Maybe you are thinking where the next house rent will come from. For some people, might be where the next business deal will come from. When will it come? For some, might be when the next contract. When will it come? For some, even for some sister, be when the next proposal will come. And for some brother, maybe, who is the next sister I'm going to propose to now? See, after I've been giving a show about 3 or 4 times. But seriously speaking, I don't know what is the next thing in your life this morning. What is the next thing you are expecting and it's uncertain? Sometimes the next thing we want is actually uncertain when it's going to come. But this morning, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. This morning, I've come to encourage us that God will look upon us with mercy. God will look upon us with compassion. God will intervene in our situation in the mighty name of Jesus. So I don't know what you are going through, what are your difficulties, what are your situation. But this morning, the Bible says we should look unto someone that can never fail. Anybody can fail us. Our friend can fail us. Our family can fail us. Even the government can fail us. But God can never fail us. And so this morning, I don't want us to behave like people without Christ. The voice of God cannot travel. In that drama, to that lady, her hope traveled. Her hope went away. But Jesus is our whole hope. And so irrespective of what is happening, irrespective of our situation, I want you to know that God will never, never abandon. And there's something I want us to learn from that passage of this woman. And I will say the 4 things we need to know, at least from this passage. If you look at verse 14 of that passage, the first we need to know that we need to rekindle hope whenever we are in a difficult situation. Go to verse 14. For thus says the Lord, God of Israel, the bee of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day of the Lord send rain on earth. How did this woman believe this? The woman ordinarily should have argued with Elijah. But despite the situation, the woman decided to trust what God was saying through the man of God. If you believe God this morning, your challenge will soon expire. He believed God this morning. That next thing you are expecting that seem uncertain, the Lord will bring it to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe God this morning, No matter how tough, how terrible, how difficult things are in your life, the Lord will show for you. I just give you a testimony of what happened in my life. And I have so many examples that I just gave that one. It's an example. Because at that time, there was nothing. We were almost practically about to turn to a beggar. We don't refuse not to beg. We just prayed. And we had a quiet time and we left. We did without anything. But that day, the Lord turned things around. So I know many people are going through pains. We are going through difficulties. We are going through challenges. But let us know this time we need to trust God more. Let us know this time we need to rekindle our hope in the invaluable word of God. Because the word of God cannot fail. The word of God cannot expire. And the second thing which I want us to know in this one is the need to hold on to the unfailing word of God. If you look at verse 13 of this passage, let's go to verse 13 quickly. Verse 13, please. And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear." There was fear already. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's like saying, look away from reality. Even Elijah himself, I was saying, do not fear, was trembling. He was hungry. He was thirsty. But Elijah said, do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But make me first a small, make me a small cake first and bring it to me, and after all, make for yourself and your son. Look at it. If this woman refused to follow this instruction from God, she would have had a breakthrough. Don't make the woman say it's a small thing. The woman should have said, if I take small and I give this man, there will be enough for me and my son again, two of us. But the man said, no, before even miracle happen, first of all, give me first, settle me first. I'm sure if I were that, I'm telling you the truth. If I were that, I would say this is a 419 pastor. True now. What kind of 419 is this? Hey, say multiply and I can't mark me. I mean, that's a logical sequence of things. The man should have just multiplied and out of that abundance, bring to him. So you are not saying, give me first. Then I will say something is wrong with your head. But then, the woman heard unto the word of God. I say unto you this one, do not fear. I know you are going through some challenges. You are having some palpitation in your mind. We are going through some pains, but do not fear. Why? Because God is on the throne. Do not fear. The woman heard unto the word of God. And the next thing we need to ask, when we are in this kind of thing, we should ask God, what's the next course of action? What's the next course of action? It was because the course of action that this woman took that led to a breakthrough. For many of us, even in the midst of difficult situation, in the midst of difficult circumstances, God wants to give direction. God wants to give leading. It might be come through a message. It might come through your Bible reading. It might come through your meditation. At the point when we are going through trouble, let us always open our eyes, open our ears, open our mind, waiting for a drop of a word of guidance, of direction, of faith, of encouragement, and let us follow through. If you are in doubt, ask Peter. Peter became so frustrated, so despondent, he gave up. And for him, there was no more expectation. But when Jesus came unto him, he said, let me have your boat. He should have been angry. You know, many of us, when we are passing through the world, we transfer aggression. True of us. People say, when you are walking in town, be very careful. Because people are going through things and they might just pour their venom on you. One would have expected Peter to pour his venom on Jesus. For a man who had labored all night and fetched nothing. And I said, give me your boat. Is it free of charge? But Peter released the boat. Even despite his own pain, despite his own trouble. And when God now told him, Jesus told him, launch into the deep. Even though initially he was skeptical, but when God told him what to do, he did it. So I want us to know one thing. That as if you are a child of God, and you really look unto him, and you really hold unto him, always wait for a word from him. When you are even in difficult situation, wait for something from him. And when you receive it, hold on to it, believe it, and it will go to work for you. You know, the Bible says something in first, I think, Psalm 121. Yes, Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. I want to look at it quickly. Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes to where? For whence cometh? Say, my help cometh from heaven. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. When we are in pains, when we are in trouble, let us look unto God. God is a present help in the time of that need. Simon say, I will not look anywhere. I will look unto God. That is where my help will come. As long as we are thinking our help is somewhere else, we might be disappointed from time to time. But when we see God as our help, no matter what happens, no matter what the situation is, God we make a way for us. And that's my prayer this morning, that even in the midst of suffocating situation, the Lord will breathe upon your life. Amen. See, whatever receives the breath of God commands the blessing of God. Are you listening to me? Whatever receives the blessing of God, whatever I receive, the breath of God, it commands the blessing of God. When the Lord breathes upon you, when he breathes upon your work, when he breathes upon your life, whether you people like it or not, it will attract the blessings of God. So this morning, I want us to know that in the midst of whatever is happening, we are not hopeless. We are not people without hope. And so this morning, I'm encouraging once again, let us look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So before we go to pray, I'm going to look at Luke chapter 12, verse 24 to 28. And after that, we'll say something and we're going to pray. Chapter 12, verse 24 to 28, quickly. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feeded them. How much more are ye better than the fowl? Hold on a bit. Bible is saying that we should look at the ravens. and gave us certain characteristics. Number one, they do not sow. And what the principle? Whatever a man sow, he will reap. Seed time and harvest time. That's what the Bible says. Without the seed time, there cannot be harvest time. But God, he sent the ravens. They miss out on these two seasons of life. They miss out on sowing. They miss out on reaping. Yet, God takes care of them. I don't know whatever you might have missed out on. Whatever might have passed you by. Whatever opportunity might have lost. Ravens, they miss out on sowing. They miss out on reaping. And the Bible says they neither have storehouse. That means no savings. There's no backbone. There's no fallback position. And God feed them. How much more are you better than the fowls? If God can do this for ravens, God, are we not better than ravens? Are we not better than ravens? But we need to hold on to God. We need to even, you know, be closer to him more than now, more than before. Even in the midst of situation and circumstance. Now go to the next verse. Please go to the next verse, please. And which of you, with taking thought, can add to a statue or one cubit? And if KJV says, which of you by worrying? If you then not be able to do the thing which is least, why take ye thought of the rest? I think there's a verse that says, by worrying. Maybe it's the KJV version. Anyway, just go on. Go on to the next verse. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. The next verse. If then God so clothed the grass, which today is in the field, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? The Bible is saying that by worrying, we cannot add any to ourselves. Please, don't let us give ourselves high blood pressure. No matter the pressure upon your life, no matter the pressure around, no matter the pressure of economy, no matter the pressure at home front, no matter the pressure at the place of work, calm down. Tomorrow is another day. Calm down. Tomorrow is another day. Today might be rough. Tomorrow is going to be good. Today might be tough. Tomorrow is going to be testimony. Today, there may be challenges. Tomorrow, there's going to be testimony. Do not pile too much load of worry upon your heart. Let us, at this time, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our. And the Bible says, the just shall live by his faith. Not by their faith. By what? The just shall live by what's your own faith? Is your own faith where the way things are, there's nothing that's going to happen? If your faith is, no matter what is happening, God will take care of me. I believe God will take care of me. I say I believe God will take care of me. I don't know about you. And I will just say this prophetically into your life, and we're going to pray this morning. Joel chapter 2, verse 19. Just that one verse, and we're going to pray. Joel chapter 2, verse 19. It's a prayer, it's a declaration hold unto it and pray unto it. Joel, God bless you. The Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nation. Stand on your feet. The Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them, and I will no longer make you a reproach among the nation. I want you to speak unto God this morning. The first thing, question I want to ask, what's the next thing? What is next in your life now? What's the next thing you expect and looks uncertain? The next meal was uncertain for that widow in Sarifat. She didn't know where the next meal would come. But when God showed up, she had more than the next meal. Whatever is next in your life now, the Lord will do it. I say the Lord will do it. I'll give you 1 minute, just speak on what's that next thing? What's the next thing that you are expecting from God? What is next in your life? What's the next that you are, the next step? What's your next level? What is the thing that you want God to do next? But as of now, it's uncertain. That is what should come next, but it's uncertain. But if you can look unto Jesus this morning and tap unto the grace of God, that thing that is next, the Lord will release it and there will be a testimony. Ska impra talimama ska imbra kaska paluaga ska imbrokosko poshka palaba dilama ka pashinte di baba runtu kokokoske poska papa shanta laba dilimama ska paska papa randa kakaska pashanta laba ranka ska papa pasitu li baba rente kekeske pokosko pokoshe poliba rente kekese pokose poliba rakakakasa palaba ranga gaga gasa papa randa kuske popokose pokoshepo rente kekese pokose pokoshe poliga raanda sa ibra kasanta laba rende kekeske poskapa rente kekese poshipoliba de urama satalaba rente kekese poliga. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to ask for the help of God this morning. Lift your hands unto God and ask for help of the Lord. Wherever you need that help, wherever the area you need help of God, the psalmist say, I will look up unto the, from where come my help? Say, my help come from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Be to ask God this morning, Lord, I ask for your help. You are the one that can help me. I look unto you. I'm looking unto you. I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. So I ask for help this morning. My help,
all of my help cometh from the Lord.
The help of my faith, the help of government, my faith, the help of friends, my faith. The help of God cannot fail. It's the present help in the time of need.
My help, my.
God. You challenge us that we should look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And you gave us the confidence that our help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. This morning, we cry unto you, Lord, send help unto us in our areas of need. In the mighty name of Jesus. What is next in our lives? Our Lord and our God, we may not be able to figure it out how that's going to come to pass. But Father, work it out for us. Work it out for us. Work it out for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask and we pray that you bring succor to everyone in pains. You bring every succor to everyone in difficulties. You bring succor to everyone facing battles of life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our Lord and our God, if you can take care of the ravens, we are better than that. Our Lord and our God, we shall not be abandoned projects. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our dreams shall not be abandoned projects. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our destiny shall not be abandoned projects. In the mighty name of Jesus. Our goals and aspiration shall not be abandoned project. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, send help unto us from Zion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we are prayed.